For this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about blogging. Now, I think most people will know what a blog is, but can you just clarify it again, Jackie?
Well, the word blog comes from web and log, a web blog. Web because it's on the World Wide Web. And log, that means to record something, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay, and when did blogging begin, do you think?
Well, I remember about 5 years ago, before I went to a conference, my boss said to me, "Oh, Jackie, some people are going to blog the conference." And I remember saying to her, "What does blog the conference mean?" And she said, "I don't know. Please go and find out and tell me." And yeah, there was a short time when nobody knew what it meant. And now it just seems that everybody has a web blog. Everybody has a blog.
I don't know how popular it is now, whether it's gone down. But I remember at some stage there was something like 1 million new blogs every day or every week or something, I remember.
Oh, I think it's still popular. The most popular blogs, people write about their personal lives. It's like having a diary, isn't it?
Yes, that's the problem. I think most of them are very boring. I don't want to hear about some Joe Soap living in Oxford or something, what he gets up to in his day.
But he's not writing for you. People like that probably just write for their friends and family.
But some are really, really interesting and they become very, very popular, don't they?
Well, in fact, blogs are very popular with journalists.
Yes.
And it's a very, it's a good way of getting maybe the truth behind the news.
Yes, and I remember during the presidential election in America, I think the candidates were interviewed by bloggers. They actually interviewed President-to-be Obama, for instance.
Yes, but I think you do have a point that some blogs are very boring. And I think
90%, I think.
I think a successful blog has a particular topic that they concentrate on. There are loads of blogs which are about cooking, for example.
Yes.
So
yes.
People share recipes, they talk about food, and therefore all the people who are interested in food and cooking as well, they go onto those blogs, and that's a great way of using the site.
And another interesting thing, people blog about their jobs. And haven't some people got sacked because of what they wrote?
Yes, I think it's very popular to complain about your boss and to complain about your salary. And yes, some people, they go to work the next day and they lose their job.
And one of the reasons I think we have this podcast is because you have started a blog on podcastsandenglish.com. So let our listeners decide whether that one is interesting or one of the 90% of boring ones.
Okay, Richard, thanks.
For this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about blogging. Now, I think most people will know what a blog is, but can you just clarify it again, Jackie?
Well, the word blog comes from web and log, a web blog. Web because it's on the World Wide Web, and log, that means to record something, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay, and when did blogging begin, do you think?
Well, I remember about 5 years ago, before I went to a conference, my boss said to me, "Oh, Jackie, some people are going to blog the conference." And I remember saying to her, "What does blog the conference mean?" And she said, "I don't know. Please go and find out and tell me." And yeah, there was a short time when nobody knew what it meant. And now it just seems that everybody has a weblog. Everybody has a blog.
I don't know how popular it is now, whether it's gone down. But I remember at some stage there was something like 1 million new blogs every day or every week or something, I remember.
Oh, I think it's still popular. The most popular blogs, people write about just their personal lives. It's like having a diary, isn't it?
Yes, that's the problem. I think most of them are very boring. People, I don't want to hear about some Joe Soap living in Oxford or something, what he gets up to in his day.
But he's not writing for you. People like that probably just write for their friends and family.
But some are really, really interesting, and they become very, very popular, don't they?
Well, in fact, blogs are very popular with journalists.
Yes.
And it's a very, it's a good way of getting maybe the truth behind the news.
Yes, and I remember during the presidential election in America, I think the candidates were interviewed by bloggers. They actually interviewed President-to-be Obama, for instance.
Mm, yes, but I think you do have a point that some blogs are very boring. And I think
90%,
I think. I think a successful blog has a particular topic that they concentrate on. There are loads of blogs which are about cooking, for example.
Yes.
So
yes.
People share recipes, they talk about food, and therefore all the people who are interested in food and cooking as well, they go onto those blogs, and that's a great way of using the site.
And another interesting thing, people blog about their jobs.
Mm.
And haven't some people got sacked because of what they wrote?
Yes, I think it's very popular to complain about your boss and to complain about your salary. And yes, some people, they go to work the next day and they lose their job.
And one of the reasons I think we have this podcast is because you have started a blog on podcastsandenglish.com. So let our listeners decide whether that one is interesting or one of the 90% of boring ones.
Okay, Richard, thanks.